All right, guys, welcome back to Die and Breed Discussions. I'm your host, Lewis Anderson. It's been a while since I did one of these podcasts, so I just wanted to hop back in and do a solo podcast. I just kind of want to give you guys my outlook of what's going on currently. I'm trying to go another direction with this. I have a lot of people who I think would be amazing on the podcast to have like serious discussions or deep in thought discussions. But at the same time, with this being entertainment for a lot of people and you guys spending your quality time investing in this podcast, I'm currently thinking about doing another like more light, fun podcast. I have a couple people in the works that I would have as like a host. So it would be me and that person, you know, once a week going through and just talking about the fun stuff of life, you know, talking about drinking or partying or current events, dating culture, all of like the regular stuff people our age would most likely resonate with, you know, talking about music and not just the dark and gloomy side of life. I feel like we spend too much time as a whole focusing on the negatives, and I definitely want to bring not just education and an insight to people, but I want to bring a joy, a community where people can listen to the podcast together and talk about it and just share their thoughts and leave comments and become involved. You know, that's the biggest thing for me. I want involvement for everyone. You know, anyone who thinks that they're in a position where their opinion can contribute to the collective, then I think that's what we should do, and in positive manners and in serious matters. So right now, that's kind of what I'm working on now. I've been just chilling up here on the mountain, getting some things in order, trying to get set up so I can create more content and be in a mental space to where I'm creating good content for people. In this day and age, you know, your data is everything, and I feel like we can change the perspective of your voice through coordinated efforts together and putting out content, everyone putting out content, you know, like people are making money off your decision making online, people are making money off you doing those little quizzes, people are looking at your Amazon purchases, your Google searches, and all that stuff, and like building a profile about you so that they can sell it to advertisers. So why aren't we building our own profiles? And that's kind of what I'm trying to promote to everyone I talk to, you know, because I know a lot of interesting people. Like, it doesn't matter if you are a good student or you're intelligently smart on the standard scale, or, I mean, you could be a farmer or a mechanic or doing nails or hair and just have a different aspect of life that I think people would want to hear. I think people really do want to get to know each other better. And I just want to promote a space to where we can do that. Anchor has helped me be able to do that as far as podcasts go. They're a really good company, to put your stuff out there, set up, record, get with friends. And, you know, it's not an ad or anything, but I just want to let people know it's not hard. Everyone, for the most part now, has a cell phone and internet connection. And, you know, sometimes you got to rant, or you feel a certain type of way about something and you post it on Facebook or Twitter, and it might fall on deaf ears. But the thing is, with a podcast, you guys can reach a lot more people, and you can build a healthy echo chamber, you know, because there are toxic echo chambers. There's no doubt about that. But I feel like we can spend some time and put in our thoughts in a more constructive manner. You're held more accountable, I guess, in this respect, because you can reach more people. But if you're talking about a message people need to hear and gaining a following, that would be easy that way. I don't think many people value their opinions unless someone else validates them. And I think that's one of the biggest problems we have in this generation, because every time you say something of depth or your thoughts and intellectual property, I feel like people don't confirm it with themselves until someone else confirms it. And that's not how things are supposed to work. Like, you're an individual. I'm an individual. Everyone has their own perspective of life, and it can be very valuable to share that. And you don't need anyone to tell you that you're right or that you're wrong, or, you know, you're off here, you're on there, when it's coming from the heart, you know. And certain topics are more sensitive than others. As we know right now, 2020 has been a crazy year. There's a lot going on in everyone's mental case. So if we can help each other lighten the load, that's awesome. And if you don't feel like you're a content creator, just be there to support people who are. You know, we've got to break this famous celebrity barrier down. You know, those people were promoted in that light by an organization. That's something we have to understand. The people that everyone looks up to were prompted and put up by money-making media organizations that use their following for ad revenue. That's as simple as that. If there was someone, if I had an agent, right, and I started talking about polarizing topics and getting tips and being coached on what to talk about, and then promoted through that agency or through that business, I mean, I would blow up too. Anyone, like, being famous isn't even, there's some people who work hard and that their talents far outweigh other people's. I'll never deny that. But a lot of people are chosen and not created. You know, and what I mean by that is there are brilliant people all over the world who never get noticed by anyone but maybe friends or family, local stuff. And there could be an Einstein sitting in the middle of Africa in the Congo, and we would never know. So the thing is, I just want people to empower themselves. I want people to think of themselves more highly, respect themselves more. Don't talk down to yourself. Don't beat your own ideas down. Let's just all try our best to maintain positive energy, positive thoughts, and contribute to the cosmic collective that we live in. I mean, there's so much more to life than Facebook and Twitter and politics and money and significant others and just like chasing things that you didn't choose. And that's the problem I have. I feel like a lot of the things people want or people know or live by have been taught to them through forms of media or upbringing, and they just run with it forever and they never become their own person. And I just want to encourage people to be your own person. Like, sure, like, it's not right now, I don't have a whole bunch of followers, I don't have a whole bunch of people listening to me and sharing and stuff like that, but I'm in the beginning stages, and I understand to organically build a following, to organically get my ideas out there. It takes time, and we have to be patient with ourselves. I feel like that's something we're not doing at all. We could definitely spend more time being kinder to ourselves. Everyone always talks about being kind to others and how you treat others, the environment, nature, blah, 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 but no one ever talks about trying to be kind to yourself and take care of yourself. And I think one day in the near future, we'll get there. You know, I think consciously everyone is waking up. I feel like we are going somewhere in life and we're going towards a positive road. And there are people in the world who don't want it that way. And that's what I had to understand. There are people that exist in this world who only want to see it burn. Now just let that resonate. For all the people who want a good life, a humble living, a healthy, happy pursuit of happiness, there are people who are just sworn to making that not happen. And there's no true explanation for it. You know, and to trip up on yourself and continue to beat yourself up about trying to change the world and change people and stuff like that, just grip onto the people who are like you and try to help each other improve in positive ways. You know, Dying Breed Discussions was something I created in a very dark time in my life. I've been through a lot and I still haven't really, I don't think I'm really going to get into it because, I'm just going to let people's perceptions resonate for themselves. Like, I don't feel the need to explain anything. I don't feel the need to stamp out rumors. I don't feel the need to create any bonds that were broken. I don't want to repair anything. It just is what it is. And talking to me on a personal level, like if someone hit me up and wanted to talk about it, I'd probably go through it with them. But the thing is, nothing matters like that. Nothing outside of your image of yourself truly matters. There are people who haven't seen you in years who still have that image of you 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 5 years ago, that the person you were still exists. And it doesn't. People grow, people change, people evolve. And you have to just evolve. There's no point in looking in the past. That causes depression. Looking into the future causes anxiety. So if you're truly living in the moment and appreciating the time that you have directly in front of you, building off of that, it would do everyone more of a service. I do think people should try to spend more time with their hobbies, or what they love, and build a life that doesn't feel like you're trying to survive. Build a life that we're just living in. And I will continuously promote self-help and self-education and digging through facts and reading reports and good news articles, exploring different schools of thought, and talking to random people, random strangers, people at work, people in your school, people that you respect in your neighborhood or your communities. Like, the ability to grasp different thoughts and compound those into your own, kind of navigate who you are as a person. Like, I think the biggest problem is people tend to look at people they look up to as idols instead of icons. And I was thinking about that the other day. The difference between an idol and an icon. An icon is a reference point, a placeholder, something to look to. But an idol is something like you worship. And we've got to break that. We shouldn't be worshiping any man or any woman or anything, besides really nature, time, the things that are constant. We should be worshiping, whether you believe in God or not, or the universe or whatever, that's what you should be worshiping. The creation of life, the ability to live, the wonder of the world, not these fucking people, not this money, not these cars, these clothes, all the things people want you to have. We've got to stop loving things and using people and start loving people and using things. So I just hope you guys have a great day. It's Saturday. I want everyone to have a good weekend. Be safe. Don't do anything crazy because you will be in jail until Monday, like Phil Sue says, which is the greatest lawyer in the Pacific Northwest. Big shout out to Phil. And that's another thing. I want to start promoting people in my life, people who have businesses, people who have, art, people who work on cars, people who do all this stuff. I want to start expanding my reach and helping other people reach that same know-how. So like later in down the road, if this does blow up and become huge, you want to bring everyone with you. And that's what I want to promote. So this is just a quick podcast. I just wanted to reach out to everyone, let them know I'm still here. And I appreciate everything you guys do in your daily lives, living with integrity, living with love. Spreading that joy, hugging people. You guys got to get out there and just love each other. I know we're in a quarantine still, we're in a pandemic still, but that should never stop us from spreading joy, spreading happiness, spreading awareness, and not bickering and arguing with each other. We're all on the same team. We're all on the same team. And the only way to win this championship is to pull together and realize that until everyone wins, we all lose. Talk to you guys later.